This is Special Friends, a Disney's Mulan fanfic written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Shang Ping, with additional tags for alternate universe. Summary. In a universe where Ping is really a man, Shang takes the poor scrawny fellow under his wing. Written for the Disney kink meme. It's not uncommon for soldiers to form special friendships. It's also not uncommon for the captains to choose special friends from the soldiers who everyone knows would not survive the army anyhow. Shang had not quite grasped this until his father actually pulled him aside and explained it, adding, "Just don't go getting some girl pregnant. You're not old enough to marry yet." Then Shang was sent off to his new company. Ping is clearly the sort of boy captains are supposed to pick as their special friends. He's scrawny and weak and uncoordinated, and there's no way he's going to survive training, much less battle, without a sponsor. So Shang chooses him and invites him to his tent, and it turns out Ping's not bad at stroking Shang off or even sucking him off, and he looks very pretty on his knees with his lips all red and swollen. Shang begins to think perhaps this special friend business isn't so bad. And then Ping gets better at training. He runs faster, he shoots better, he kicks harder. He gets good, which astonishes everyone, especially Shang, because Ping still looks little and scrawny and beautiful on his knees. But hey, another good soldier is another good soldier, right? So Shang just grins and keeps pushing his special friend harder, and on the days when Ping really impresses him, Shang slides his hand between them in the bedroll at night and strokes slow and steady and watches Ping flush and whimper and bite his lips until he comes. Ping really is a rather pretty boy. Then comes the day when Ping astonishingly, impossibly, makes it to the top of the pillar. Shang is flabbergasted. Even though Ping has been improving steadily, this is unprecedented. And that night, in their bedroll, Ping rolls Shang over onto his back and slides gentle, slick fingers between Shang's legs. And before Shang can really get a handle on what is happening, his special friend is fucking him, long and slow, and Shang never imagined this could feel so good. In the morning, Shang washes Ping dressed for the day, and thinks that, one, this is not what his father meant when he said Shang should find a special friend, and two, Shang does not give a damn. And three, Shang is never giving his special friend up because Ping is really rather wonderful. The end.